Since our last chat on This Blonde Can Talk, the world seems to have shifted significantly. As always, this podcast stands firmly with the LGBTQIA+ community, and we'll be dedicating an upcoming episode, releasing tomorrow, to sharing our thoughts and helpful resources. In the meantime, as the cameras turn away, it's vital to keep sharing information about the ongoing LA fires. We've compiled resources on where you can seek help if you need it, and how you can assist if you're in a position to do so. We're working hard to return to the content you're accustomed to as soon as possible. While we wouldn't typically call this an episode, for the sake of RSS continuity, this is being labeled as episode 92.
Hello, everyone. It's Melanie. It's always me. I don't know why I waste my time saying that, but it's me. If the introduction today was a little bit confusing, let me just explain. Some of you have been with me for quite a long time, and some of you are fairly new. But for those of you who have been with me for quite some time, then you know that I am a huge ally for the LGBTQ community. I've used my social media platforms to raise as much as $40,000 for the Trevor Project specifically, and then done other campaigns for GLSEN and GLAAD. It's been a while since I've done a fundraising effort, but I am always standing with the LGBTQ community and their right to be who they are as they are without people being allowed to police that and govern that. So I do want to talk about it, but I don't think right now today is the time. I'm exhausted still. I know I keep saying that, and you're probably like, girl, you're exhausted every day. Yeah, I am, because my insomnia has insomnia. So I'm just not really sleeping well. When I do fall asleep, it's like 6 a.m. and then I'm up by 11, and it's not good. So before I get on here and make my feelings about what's going on in the world known, I want to make sure that I'm like well rested, and just that everything that I'm saying makes sense. And I also want to dig deeper into what resources there are. Until then, though, if you're listening to this and you happen to be a member of the LGBTQIA+ community, I just want to say that no matter what you're feeling right now, ending your life should not be an option. So please, if you're even considering it, call the Trevor Project. They will listen to you. And this is coming from somebody who's survived suicide. So if you need to give them a call, it can't possibly hurt to give them a call. I just want everybody to make it till tomorrow, because I care about you guys, and I want you to make it till tomorrow. So you can call, there are many resources, but Trevor is the one I'm most familiar with. So you can call Trevor at 1-866-488-7386, or you can text them the word START at 678-678. And the other one that I know about, of course, is the Trans Lifeline, which is 1-877-565-8860. And of course, if you're like really in crisis, you call 988. And if you want to speak to somebody who is equipped to chat with you, who's LGBTQIA+ trained, press 3 or text Pride to 988. I do not want to talk about politics right now. I just don't feel like upsetting myself or you or anyone else. And I don't want to give that man any more coverage than he already has. I'm sad that the world is like a completely different place than it was 2 days ago. At least it feels that way. But I am here to share some resources regarding the LA fires, because even though it's, you know, the cameras have kind of are sort of falling back and the media is covering other things, California is not out of the woods yet. I do my research every morning And this is what I found this morning when I woke up. So, latest conditions, Palisades fire growth has slowed, the largest fire covering over 23,700 acres in western Los Angeles is 63% contained. The Eaton fire is mostly contained. It says the blaze has burned just over 14,000 acres near Pasadena. It is 89% contained. And then the Lilac fire spread has stopped. This fire has burned 80 acres in San Diego County and is 30% contained. Santa Ana winds have eased in Southern California on Tuesday morning, and the particularly dangerous situation warnings for Los Angeles and Ventura County expired at 10 a.m. Less severe red flag warnings remain in effect through 10 p.m. with low humidity and light to moderate winds expected. The good news is that the cold winter storm is on track to de that a cold winter storm is on track to deliver light rain to the region later this week. The system will bring some relief, but not enough moisture to soak the parched vegetation and significantly lower the wildfire risk. Strong Santa Ana winds, which desiccate veg with de I'm sorry, can't even read. With which desiccate vegetation and fan wildfire flames topped 80 miles per hour overnight. On Tuesday morning, the winds relaxed and the particularly dangerous situation type of red flag warning of extreme wildfire risk expired. A less severe red flag warning, it's just repeating itself, will remain in effect until 10 p.m. So today, a couple of more, few more hours. With light to moderate winds expected into the evening. Humidity levels plummeted into the single digits on Tuesday morning and dropped as low as 5% by midday in the most extreme cases. Winds are forecasted to be light on Wednesday morning and pick up Wednesday night into Thursday, with gusts expected to reach 50 miles per hour at the coast and across the valleys, and 60 miles per hour in the mountains. The areas most likely to see the strongest gusts include the San Fernando and Santa Clarita valleys, the mountains and foothills of Los Angeles County, and much of Ventura County. Another contributing factor to the high risk of fire is a brief warm-up on Thursday afternoon when temperatures are expected to rise into the 80s, which is about 15 degrees warmer than what is normal for this time of year. The low humidity levels, warm temperatures, and blustery weather will all further dry out the vegetation that is starved for rain after an unusually dry start to winter. The Weather Service will most likely issue a red flag warning for Wednesday and Thursday. There's a chance for light rain on Saturday night through Sunday as a storm out of Canada moves south into Northern California and into the Los Angeles area. These kinds of patterns are typically drier because they're traveling over land and not pulling in a lot of moisture from the Pacific Ocean, but the rain is not expected to completely eliminate the threat of wildfires. If we get another Santa Ana wind event, we are going to be right back where we were. So this is information that I got this morning regarding the weather. Now I feel like a weather girl. So I wanted to share that because, like I said, cameras are moving away from this. This is becoming a lesser issue, and I don't want that. I want the people in LA to have what they need because if this was me, I would want people to care. Okay. So our friend on Instagram, Io Loves You, has some resources. First of all, he put up a post that says, just so everyone is aware, Airbnb doesn't consider your house burning down grounds for penalty-free cancellation. Just going to leave that here and let you do with that what you want with it. So if you are using your, or if you were using your home as an Airbnb and your home is burned down and Airbnb is still expecting you to pay a fee, I don't know. I think you should give, I don't know how it works. I've never, rented out my home for an Airbnb, but I think you should contact Airbnb and see what can be done. On top of that, our friend, same friend, Io loves you on Instagram. If you're not following him already, I highly suggest that you do. He's sharing information with regard to the just to the air quality, conditions in LA. He says that his next Q&A is with an air quality expert on Thursday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. And the link is in his bio. He has a ton of links in his bio, so it's a little bit confusing, but I think this is it. Clean Air Expert Q&A. It's tinyurl.com/LA Post Fire 2. And I'll just let him give you, like I always do, share a little clip from what he's saying. So let's just hear from him, and then you'll hear from me again because, I can talk.
People are really concerned about air quality in LA right now. There's also a ton of misinformation going around. So we set up an expert Q&A on Thursday at 7 p.m. Put your questions below. It is with an expert in respiratory health, air quality, and he also specializes in impacts on at-risk populations like children or elderly people. So if you have questions about what's going on with the air and toxins floating around, put them below. And if you see other questions that you want asked, heart them. That's how we'll use that as an upvote system. He will also talk about where to get useful information right now and how to make sense of all of it. So, link is in my bio. Zoom is completely free. It will also live on YouTube with closed captions and Spanish translation probably by end of day, on maybe Friday.
Okay, so essentially, I mean, he pretty much explained it, but if you have questions about the air quality in LA or anything, really, you need to go and leave comments on his profile. So on his most recent video, and again, the name is IO Loves You. And he like honestly has like new updates every single day because he's in the thick of it. He lost his home. I believe it was in the Eaton Fire, but don't quote me on that because I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. So yeah, just check out his page and there'll be information there. I'm going to be sharing less resources today than I had been in the past because some of them kind of timed out over the weekend. I need after Saturday, I needed to take a break just to like collect my thoughts. And then yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and it was also the inauguration of the annoying orange. And I just didn't feel up to coming online. So a lot of the resources that I did find have had expired. But the good news is there are still plenty that have not. And I'm so happy to share them with you. Okay, so I mentioned the New York City event called For LA, and they had to be re and how it had to be rescheduled and so forth. And today they've shared some new updates. So I want to share that update with you. So the For LA update from at it's Gina Bruno, it says, life has a way of giving signs, like rescheduling feels like a way to room. Excuse me, like a reminder to aim higher, a nudge to raise even more funds and awareness for LA. Thank you for your patience. We're back. Sincerely, New York City. New additions, Justine Snacks, new on-site experience, logo, yoga, geez, yoga classes, new raffle partners, Carbone, major food group. Everybody knows Carbone and everybody knows how hard it is to get a reservation at Carbone. So definitely worth entering the raffle. New event partnership, Othership, which looks like something yoga related. New run partners. So they're going to have some like marathon type things. New run partners, All Day Running Co. and Dirty Bird RC running company, I guess. New product partners, Wild House. New contributors, so for food, they have Best Pizza and L'Industrie. New product partners, Graza, which is a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil. New music curated. Sorry, new music curation alongside Elsewhere will be sloped systems, Lidia Mazzioni, and elsewhere I already mentioned. If you can't attend this event, you can actually support online by shopping on communitymember.com/collections/4LA, and you can buy like t-shirts, pretty much whatever you want. So do that. If you're not in the area, you do that. The merch pre-order, if you can't make it. So the event is taking place on January 25th in New York City. But if you can participate from anywhere, which is what I love. You're in Boston, you want to buy a t-shirt, you want to support, you can do that. You can pre-order your merchandise at the link that I just shared, and orders will ship after the event. So I'll share the link again. It's communitymember.com/collections/4LA. And it says official lineup partners, 5K run route and venue dropping this week. See you soon. So follow at It's Gina Bruno for full updates on the 4LA event, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. This is something from the ASPCA that my friend Joanna Krupa shared, and it says, if you were forced to leave your animal behind in an evacuation, sorry, it says it twice, please report your pet by calling the appropriate hotline to request search and rescue services to recover your animal. To report pets from the Eaton fire. I'm sorry, guys, I really am so tired. To report pets from the Eaton fire, call Pasadena Humane 626-577-3752. To report pets from the Palisades fire, call LA Animal Services 213-270-8155. And if you're also looking to find your animal, it might be worth asking them, like describing your animal and asking them if you if they have one such animal, and then you could find your fur baby. Mark Duplass is doing the most. Follow him if you don't, at MarkDuplass. He's an amazing actor, but what's really inspired me about him in this process is his generosity of spirit. If you have unused e-gift cards that you don't want to use or that you don't need, send photos of your unused e-gift cards to him at MarkDuplass. And he has a 501c3, and he will distribute to LA fire victims. It takes like less than 10 minutes, and he can get them. He's like he said, he got some today and sent them to a mom of two twins, and they had lost everything. And she has a whole list of children's books she was looking to replace. So you can make somebody's day with your online gift cards that you're not using. I know, and sometimes it's hard to part with gift cards because it's like, well, what if I want something? Well, you know what, guys? You might want something down the road, but these people need it now. So I think it's worth giving the gift card to somebody who needs it more. Remember, what you give, you always get back. So there are some animals in Coachella Valley that are at risk currently of being euthanized with, I think, within the week. If you are in a position to, it says they're stressed after, like, the fires. So if you're in a position to foster an animal or you want to adopt an animal, contact them at Pet Pardon. Only two of the many dogs that they have that are, up for euthanization have been saved, and they're all like relatively young dogs. So please, if you can, I love animals, so if you can save one, please do it. You'll never regret it. They are so sweet and they're so appreciative for our love. I mentioned here that I was really excited that the Oscars were going through because I think that those inspirational speeches are needed. And so I saw an article this morning that says Jean Smart calls for networks to cancel award show telecast and donate revenue to LA fire victims instead. According to recent data, the Academy Awards is estimated to cost about $56.9 million to produce, with a significant portion of this budget dedicated to advertising revenue from the broadcast, which can reach upwards of 120 million in a single year. I think that the money could be super helpful, but I don't think that canceling the show is the right thing, because I just think that we need something good in the world, and maybe it's not good or important for some people, but for others it is. I have all the respect in the world for Jean Smart, by the way. I think she's incredible. But I also think that, you know, people pay to have their stuff, you know, put in Oscar swag bags and things like that. They also pay. I know this. It's not like me making things up. It's insider information. They pay to have their commercials air during the Oscars and things like that. So what I do think would be a good idea is to take the revenue from that, which can be whatever it is, and donate it. I don't know how much. So if it's costing them $56.9 million to produce, and then they get advertising revenue from each broadcast, which can reach upwards of $120 million in a single year, I think that even if they gave half of that $120 million, it would be super helpful. So these are just my thoughts. Let me know if you disagree. Okay, this is from Reese Witherspoon and Zibby Owens and Zibby's Bookshop. It says, for anyone who has lost their home or is indefinitely displaced due to the LA fires, we're here for you. Sign up for a time slot at our clothing giveaway from 30 plus brands. And this is going on it started yesterday and will continue till February 2nd, but no walk-ins, sign-ups only. At our pop-up location, 1121 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica. Then take free books from Zibby's Bookshop, just a few doors down at 1113 Montana Avenue. So if you want to sign up for this, if you think this is something that will, I mean, clothing that's been donated from 30 different brands, I think you're going to find something that will at least make you feel good about yourself. So head over to Zibbyowens. Follow the link in their bio and sign up, because obviously they're not taking walk-ins. So, and on top of that, they have an on-site mental health professional that you can speak with. We've mentioned in the last podcast how important it is to focus on mental health right now. So definitely, I think even if you don't want any books or clothing, the mental health resource alone should entice you to want to go. And that's going on until February 2nd. Okay. This is another resource that I found today, and it's going on from Monday, which was yesterday, until Saturday, the 25th. And it has different hours every day and different things. It's called LA. The Walk Good Yard is offering donation-based yoga classes. So it's yoga classes. So Monday's a wash. Wednesday, which is tomorrow, 8 a.m. yoga sculpt, 10:30 a.m. good flow 2, 5:30 p.m. freestyle flow, and 8:30 p.m. Yinergy. I have no idea what Yinergy is. Tuesday, so that was today. I don't know why Wednesday came before Tuesday. Today is a wash. Thursday, 8 a.m. mat Pilates, 10:30 a.m. good flow 1, 6:30 p.m. yoga sculpt, 8 p.m. yin. Friday, the 24th, 10 a.m. good flow 2, 5:30 p.m. soul flow, and Saturday, 10 a.m. good flow 1. And they say, LA, we need more safe spaces than ever. The Walk Good Yard at The Walk Good Yard is offering donation-based yoga classes through the 25th. The yard is our safe space to be in community and focus on our mental health. Join us this week. Share this with those that could use this at this time. So that's pretty much everyone. Mental health, again, they're focusing on mental health, which I really appreciate. And donation-based means you don't have to be affected by the fire. It means that you can walk in and give whatever you can, whether that's $5 or $500. It all adds up and it all helps. So please do that. I mentioned that Ray's Bar was raising a lot of money for for World Central Kitchen, and I'm sure that they're going to do it again. But I wanted to give you an update from World Central Kitchen. You can follow them if you'd like. It's WC Kitchen. And so here's an update from today. It says World Central Kitchen will have free meals available in California for first responders and community members impacted by the Southern California wildfires at the locations listed here. I'm going to read them, but if you want to double check for whatever day you need to go, it's wck.org/ca-meals. Share with anyone in the area in need of good support. Chefs for California. So Taft High School is a temporary location at 5461 Winnetka Avenue in Woodland Hills, and they are open from 11 till a.m. till 8 p.m. Fraternal Order of Eagles, 455 East Woodbury Road in Altadena, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Palisades Fire Station 69, 15045 Sunset Boulevard, Pacific Palisades, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pasadena Community Job Center, 500 North Lake Avenue, Pasadena, 11 till 3 p.m. Union Station. Sorry, this should said that I should have specified that's 11 a.m. Union Station Adult Services, 412 Raymond Street. Sorry, 412 South Raymond Avenue, Pasadena, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Assumption of the Blessing of Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, 2640 East Orange Grove Boulevard, Pasadena, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pasadena Sierra Madre YMCA, 611 East Sierra Madre Boulevard, Sierra Madre, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Monty's Steakhouse, 5371 CA-27 Woodland Hills, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Baja Cali Fish and Tacos, 490 North Lake Avenue, Pasadena, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Robinson Park Rec Center, 1081 North Fair Oaks Drive, Pasadena, 4 to 8 p.m. Home State, 1992 Lincoln Avenue, Pasadena. If I said 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the last one, I'm so sorry. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this one is also 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Iglesias del Nazaro, 3541 Brandon Street, Pasadena, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. I don't know how to pronounce this. XUNTOS, 516 Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Malibu Brewing Company, 3745 Pacific Coast Highway, R4, Malibu. if not for these little I just did get fumbles. I don't think people would know how tired I am. But also, I don't think I would have anything to laugh at, and I really need laughter to sustain me at this point in my life. And at the, I mean, in this whole this has been 20, like I say 21, but it's actually 14. It's been 14 days of hell for me, and I'm not even there, so I can just imagine. So I gave the information. I'm going to re-give it because I don't know if I did. Malibu Brewing Company, 30745 Pacific Coast Highway, Road 4, Malibu, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pasadena Church, East 425 Sierra Madre Villa Avenue, Pasadena, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Los Angeles County Fire Department, Station 12, 2760 North Lincoln Avenue, Altadena, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Gordy's Garage, 43 West Woodbury Road, Altadena, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. I keep wanting to say 4 a.m. and then somebody's going to try to go get a sandwich at 4 a.m. No. Sierra Madre United Methodist, 695 West Sierra Madre Boulevard, Sierra Madre, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Full Circle Thrift, 2245 Lake Avenue, Altadena, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Lake Street, Washington Avenue, 928 East Washington Boulevard, Pasadena, 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. And you can go to the World Central Kitchen Instagram, which is, as I said, WC Kitchen. on Instagram to see if any of these locations have changed or if they've added more locations. And I will also come back and share new locations. Also, just want to shout out again to Val Schmurkowski, who is teaching a dance class on Wednesday. So tomorrow, it's sold out. And that speaks to the people of LA. And thank you for selling it out because every dollar is going to help someone in need. And we need that right now. Okay. So there's another benefit concert type thing. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow. You can follow at TobyMorse. And the concert is on February 2nd at the Bellascola. I've never been there. So, at Bellascola. And it says Sunday, February 2nd, 2025, SOS Booking presents This Is LA, a benefit for California fires. God's hate rotting out. Some of these fonts are so crazy. I can't read them. I cannot read this third one. Downpressor, Strife, H2O, Zulu, Watch You Fall. And this is happening at the Belasco. Belasco, LA, that I couldn't pronounce. I'm reading Belascola. Wow. Okay. So this is happening at the Belasco, 1050 South Hill Street, Los Angeles, 5 p.m. Doors open, all ages. Tickets and information, SOS, booking and production.com. Oh, this one I wish I could go to actually. It's an evening of community and gratitude in support of the Los Angeles Fire Department. Sunday, this Sunday, January 26th at 5 p.m. at Leona's 11814 Ventura Boulevard, Studio City. And it's hosted by Danny Pino. If you don't know and love Danny Pino, you must live under a rock. I absolutely adore Danny Pino. And for that alone, I want to go. Anyway, it's also featuring Andy Garcia and the Cinestone All Stars with special guests from the cast of ABC's 911. I happen to know the director of that show. It used to be on Fox. And Brad Bucher, he's directed a lot of stuff, but we connected and he's such an amazing guy. So I'm excited that so many amazing people are coming together to make a difference, especially Danny and Andy Garcia. I mean, come on, how can you go wrong? 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, and tickets can be purchased at bit.ly/LAFD gratitude. And I think that's a really nice a nice link. I like it. And of course, there's still LA Fire Aid, which you can still get tickets, but they've changed it. They've added some great acts, but they've changed like who's performing when and where. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. So it's still happening on the same day, which I forgot what day it was. Oh my God. I need to give me 1 second to check because I want to give the right information. Sometimes I'm not always on the ball, and right now is one of them. And I'm blaming it on the fact that I go to sleep at 6 in the morning and I'm up by 11. So, Fire Aid is a benefit concert, obviously. Why is it giving me weird results? Here we go. The concert is here it is. January 30th. So it's at two different places. It's taking place at the Kia Forum, as well as the Intuit Dome. Now, if I was going, I would go, probably would go to the Intuit Dome just because I don't know what I would do. I probably should have run from one to the other because this is just stacked. So let me just share because there have been acts added. So Fire Aid, Intuit Dome, doors open 5 p.m., show starts at 7:30. Acts, Billie Eilish, it looks like her brother Phineas was removed because I don't see him on the list anymore. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. I mean, duh, for those reasons alone, I want to go. A Little Baby, Olivia Rodrigo, Peso Pluma, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting, and Tate McRae. And that's at the Intuit Dome. And then at the Kia Forum, I still don't see Phineas there anymore, so it must have changed. At the Kia Forum, doors open 5 p.m., show starts at 6 p.m., and they have Alanis Morissette, Anderson .Paak, Dave Matthews, and John Mayer, which is exactly why I would want to run from one to the other. I'm a big John Mayer fan. Dawes, Graham Nash, Green Day, John Fogerty, Joni Mitchell, No Doubt, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, and the Black Crowes. If that changes, I will definitely update you. A little bit of information from the Red Cross. The Red Cross posted today that a little blurb that says the Red Cross is currently reaching out to wildfire survivors to discuss their eligibility for financial assistance. If you received a message or a call from a Red Cross representative, please follow the steps outlined in the message or visit redcross.org/get help to learn more. So if you didn't get a call, go head to redcross.org/get help and you may be able to qualify for financial assistance from the Red Cross. Shout out again to Ray's Bar. And I just want to share this. They dropped off a bunch of stuff today and they, shared some information. And it says, we threw up the bat signal and Rachel Jolson and Ray's Bar answered the call from across the country, watching us all come together like we don't have state boundaries and we are all under the same sun is the only silver lining during disastrous times like this. Thank you, Carla and Vince, for fielding all these donations. If you're around LA and can help them sort, please reach out to them or me. So you can reach out to either Ray's Bar at Ray's Bar NYC or reach out to TRINASKIDS or VINCERICCI. They have like a huge truck that needs to be vetted. I guess vetted is the word I'm going to use. Okay, here we go. We Love LA, as I've mentioned already, it's from the baby list, but it's continuing until January 28th. So we are welcoming families impacted by the LA fires to pick up baby gear and personal essentials donated by trusted baby list brand partners in collaboration with Mina and Stony Clover. So you can go today, any day until the 28th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Baby List Beverly Hills, 211 South Beverly Drive. Located in Beverly Hills. The SAG-AFTRA Foundations shared that their Los Angeles offices and facilities are now open and in-person programs have resumed. Sign up for a workshop or class session today. If you'd like to do that, if it's something that might make you feel better, go to members.sagfoundation.org. Must be a member. Okay, I found this. It's called Well Grown Latina. And it says, what better way to honor the spirit of service and unidad than by highlighting how nuestra comunidad is showing up for each other? I love that it's bilingual. So, ways to support Latin-driven efforts for families impacted by LA fires, meaningful ways to show up. Donate to our Amigahood Aid Drive. Amigahood Aid team is working hard to provide emergency relief to families, businesses, and individuals impacted by the Southern California wildfires. Here's how you can help. Use the link in our bio to support GoFundMe campaigns for Latin families. Volunteer, sign up in our bio to assist with aid efforts. Support help impacted businesses through our Amigahood highlight. So you need to go to their page, We All Grow Latina, WEALLGROLATINA. They have a ton of links in bio, so it's not ideal for me to sit here and start listing links and bios. So I'm just telling you what you can do to help. Second thing that you can do to help is support our amiga at The Designing Chica by purchasing a California Love print. Proceeds go to the National Day Labor Organization Network, NDLON, in Pasadena, which is actively supporting immigrant workers impacted by the fires. Visit their link in bio to shop now. So head to their profile now, please. Support the LAFD Foundation, our amigas over at the Lilla Social, the Lilla Society, are supporting the LAFD Foundation, helping provide essential resources to the Los Angeles Fire Department. Donate through their link in bio, make a difference. So I've shared that link before, but just in case, you can find it at THELILASOCIETY bio. Head to their bio and you'll get the link there. It's also in my stories. So if you're clicking through stories, you'll know. Four, be an angel for the City of Angels. Our amigas at Senora Rita, I think this is Spanish, but I'm saying it wrong. Senoriata, okay. Senoreata, it's better for me to spell it than just make a fool of myself, are taking action. Join the LA Volunteer Squad via the WhatsApp link in their bio. So head over to Senoreata. Or sign up through their Google form to help with donations, dispatching, or on-the-ground efforts. Number five, rebuilding response with Office OF. Nuestra gente at, so our people, at Office OF underscore office, are providing free architecture planning and permitting support for residents of color affected by the fires in Eaton and Palisades. This is community in action coming together to heal and rebuild one step at a time. Fill out the Google form in their bio. So their bio being at office OF underscore office. Operation Breathe Right, our amiga Evelyn World, EvelynWorld, is assembling and distributing respiratory health kits. And this makes me excited because it means you're not going to get lung cancer. And essential supplies to support immunocompromised neighbors, those with disabilities and displaced families. Donate, send your support via Venmo at Evelyn World, which I'll spell again, at EvelynWorld. Supplies, drop off inhalers, purifiers, and humidifiers, although it doesn't say where, so you might have to check that account. Pick up kits free at reparations.club or SUAYSEW shop. Seven, Move for LA ongoing fire relief support. Our amigas at Babes of Wellness are offering free memberships to women impacted by the wildfires. Free classes this week for anyone who donates a gift card to help the families in need. Gift card can be like $5, $10. It doesn't have to be a ton of money. So there's no excuse why you can't do it. If you want to participate, head to Babes of Wellness and get more information at the link in their bio. And this is my last one from Well-Grown Latina. Support essential workers impacted by Los Angeles fires. Support our amiga Patty Rodriguez as she raises funds to help domestic workers. Proceeds will benefit NDLON at This Is About Humanity, at Cielo Community, and Instituto Ecuadorian Popular. My Spanish is so bad. So head to Patty's link in bio. So at PattyRodriguez, and you'll get all the information there. And then it just says, your actions make a real impact. Together we can uplift Latin families, rebuild hope, and show the fuerza of our comunidad. And my Spanish, like I said, is not great anymore. I don't know if it ever was, but it used to be better than this. And I love the Latin community. and I want to see them thrive. So that's why I chose to share this resource. A Producers Guild, this is coming from the Producers Guild. It says Recover Together, a community gathering from Entertainment Community Fund. Our hearts are with everyone who has been affected by the devastating fires in California. If you are a California-based entertainment professional impacted by the wildfires, we invite you to join us at this weekly drop-in gathering to connect with others who understand the unique challenges of this disaster on the industry, share experiences, and find solace in the community. Learn more at entertainmentcommunity.org/CAFires. And I highly recommend, because when a group of entertainers gets, well, that was interesting. When a group of entertainers gets together in one room, I swear something magical happens. So please do join the Entertainment Community Fund and take them up on their offer if this is something that you think will be helpful for you. Charlotte Tilbury, the amazing Charlotte Tilbury, we all love her cosmetics. It says here, Los Angeles residents, if you have been affected by the ongoing wildfires, please come to our Charlotte Tilbury store in The Grove, LA, starting Tuesday, January 21st. We will be handing out personal care packages to anyone impacted by the fires while supplies last. So you can, like, it started, you know, today, but you can go tomorrow as long as supplies last. And the location is 189 The Grove Drive, Los Angeles. CA zip is 90036. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and proof of address and photo ID in affected areas is required. I am so impressed by Charlotte Tilbury for this initiative. And I hope that you ladies who want to feel beautiful will head in to the Grove shop, and hopefully there will still be supplies when you get there. And shout out and thank you to Charlotte Tilbury for this. I just think it's a beautiful gesture. Book drive benefiting children's books for Altadena. And this is from Book Soup. So seeking new or slightly worn children's books. Dear Book Soup community, last week we were overwhelmed by the response we got for our donation drive. You really showed up, LA. This week we are launching a book drive to benefit children's books for Altadena. We are accepting new and gently used books for children and young adults. Stop by our store to buy or drop off your books, and we will take it from there. The address is not listed. So if this is something that interests you, you can email them for information. It's cb4altadena@gmail.com. And on Instagram, they are cb4altadena or @booksoup. You'll be able to get the information there for everything, because that's what's organizing. Landmarks that are closed due to the LA fires: Runyon Canyon, Wattles Garden Park, Getty Villa, Getty Center, Will Rogers State Park, which is in ruins, Topanga State Park, Skirball Cultural Center, USC Pacific Asian Museum, and the Self-Realization Fellowship Lake Shrine. Everything else is open, and you should go if you think that it will make you feel better. Here we go. Here's a donation match that I found for the Humane Society. It says that the fires continue to burn across Southern California, and winds pick up the devastation, could become even worse later this week. So CA Wildfires and Emergency Animal Relief, and you can find them on the Humane Society page at HumaneSociety. And if you donate today, your donation will be matched. Or if you donate to, I think it's all week. And even if it's not matched, it's better to help than not to help. That's all I have to say. Okay. Elizabeth Banks is praising the Altadena girls, and I want to give them a shout out again too. Elizabeth is also hooking them up with Number 5 products. So Altadena girls will be reopening soon. and they're going to have a lot of great stuff. Altadena Girls also says to anyone that has lost a home in the LA fires, I will draw your home for free. A beautiful form of art therapy from ASHERBINGHAM dot fine art. So if you'd like a drawing of your home, feel free to reach out to them and they will be happy to do that for you. Oh yeah, air. This is something that alarmed me when I saw it. Air pollution from, it says AI, but I don't think it stands for artificial intelligence. So air pollution from AI could surpass that of all cars in California. Massive data centers power large language models by producing fine particles linked to asthma, cancer, and premature deaths. Please mask up. I know it's not fun. I hated you doing it during the pandemic, but just do it because it could save your life. And this is a sweet story that I found from Brie Larson that I wanted to share. I have called Los Angeles my home for my entire adult life, and more specifically, was fortunate to call Malibu my home for the last 5 years. I am shattered that our city, full of creativity, natural wonder, and kindness, has forever changed in this recent disaster. Words will simply never capture the devastation experienced and still being experienced by our neighbors, friends, and colleagues. While my immediate family and friends are fortunate to have their health, many have lost everything they had, and having the help from afar in London has left a hole in my heart. Having to help from afar in London has left a hole in my heart. If you are in a position to join me in giving, I hope you will consider supporting at American Red Cross, at WC Kitchen, and at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. But money is not the only answer. There are many animals who have been displaced and could use a foster, or perhaps you have unused products you can pass on. But most importantly, generally extending extra patience and kindness to those around you is the salve our city needs. I love you, Los Angeles. I love the people and places and all things cherished there. I'll do whatever I can to lift you up. And I just want to say, Brie, I am with you. I'm also having to help from afar, doing as much as I can. But I love you, California, and I will lift you up for as long as you need me. So I guess Brie Larson and I just became a team, and she just doesn't even know it. So I wanted to share that little story because it warmed my heart. Okay. St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica announced a new disaster relief pulmonary clinic on Thursday to aid victims with pulmonary issues stemming from the devastating wildfires. Pulmonologist Ashaf M, I don't know how to pronounce this, MD, held the press conference today and encourages anyone with breathing related issues to call their new hotline, 310 829 8618. He also provides tips for house to best clean up around your house or apartment. So this is from Visit Altadena. So if you want to go to their page, you might be able to find some more information there. Or you can, if you're having respiratory issues, maybe give the hotline a call. Again, 310-829-8618. This is from Nessativity. And it just says, please repost and share with anybody you know. So I did, I reposted and shared it in my stories, but I'm going to read it out here. If you've lost everything from the fires and need essentials, please come pick up this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 400 West Colorado Boulevard, Pasadena. Please share the story, which I have done. I mentioned this previously that Aquila LA is still looking to help with free RX lenses and frames for anyone who lost them in the fires. So if you need help, head to akila.la and they will be able to match you up with somebody who can help you get glasses. I don't know anything about this because I don't wear glasses. So yeah. Okay. The next thing I have here, I don't have much. I'm almost done. I have, okay, let me just get through this. Oh, here we go. This is a little more from Aquila, LA. We are working with local evacuation and aid distribution centers to offer free replacement pair of prescription glasses for anyone who lost their glasses in the fire. I've read this before, but I still think it's important because there's so many people who are in need. If anyone is in need of a replacement pair after the fires, please email info at akila.la with your RX and place of residence. So if you need glasses, now you know where to go. Rebuild LA from ashes to action. I mentioned that to you guys a few times. And they did a benefit concert during yesterday's inauguration. And 435 people came together to raise $56,242, which is amazing. What's even more amazing is that if you want to contribute to this, you still can. And all you have to do is go to pledge.to/rebuildLA and you can pledge whatever you want. Nothing is too little. I sound like a telethon. And the last thing I want to share for today is something positive, and it also gives me an excuse to mention something that makes me really happy, which is Tom Brady. I love talking about Tom Brady, but lately it has seemed very inappropriate to do so. If you want to, you can go to COSM Los Angeles on Thursday of this week, so the 23rd, to watch Wrexham AFC take on Birmingham FC, Birmingham City. So if you don't know, Tom Brady is part owner of Birmingham City Football Club. And of course, you do know that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney own the Wrexham Football Club. I'm not so familiar with soccer or football. Football to me has always been the thing that Tom Brady plays. But I mean, you can probably hear the excitement in my voice just because I'm talking about something that I love so much. I don't know if like Tom or Ryan or Rob will be there, but I have a feeling like they will be. And it says we will be hosting a donation drive for the LAFD Foundation, LAFD Foundation. At LAFD Foundation to support relief efforts for evacuees and those impacted by the fires. For fans wanting to participate in relief efforts, we encourage you to bring donation items specified below for those in need. Essential items, bottled water, blankets, first aid kits, hygiene products, soap, shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and sanitizer, baby supplies, diapers, formula, wet wipes, feminine hygiene products, paper towels, and toilet paper, and portable chargers, and pet food and water. If you have the opportunity to go to the COSM, which is located at Hollywood Park, and watch this game, go because there's a huge chance that you will be in the presence of the great Tom Brady, who is I just miss watching. Can you tell that I get flustered talking about this man? Because he just makes my he's my emotional support human, and I love him. And I'm also a big fan of Ryan Reynolds, who I've met, and he's just wonderful. So go to this game. You'll have the opportunity to make donations. You'll be helping people and also having a good time. I want to leave this episode by saying, this is a quote from Dr. Doyle says, and it says, when we get triggered, have a shitty day, backslide, relapse, we have to remember we are not starting again from scratch. We are still skilled and experienced, even if our struggle got the better of us for a second. We are not at square one. Easy does it. Just pick up where you left off. And I think this has to do with addiction, but I read it as someone who's feeling like they've lost everything and their dreams are all gone or whatever. Like easy does it. Pick up where you left off. Your dreams are waiting for you at the end of this dark tunnel. I love you guys, and I know you're hearing from me much more frequently than I'm sure you'd like. I will be back tomorrow to talk about that other stuff that's bothering me. I'm going to do my best to not make it political because I've always said that I would never make this podcast political, but I guess sometimes you have to go back on your word. Stay safe, guys. I love you so much. And I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.